When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and today I'm joined by Dara Fitzgerald, Analytics Director at Measure Lab. Dara, how are you doing?
I'm very good, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We have actually heard you before on the podcast, and I was looking in the blog, and it was March 2012. It only seemed like a couple of years ago, but it's actually 4 years ago.
I can't believe it's 4 years ago. Yeah. You're scaring me with that. Yeah, I wish you hadn't told me.
Yeah, it was episode 160. It was Advanced Google Analytics. And what we're going to be talking about today is about some new products. But just before we do, just remind our listeners a little bit about you, Dara.
Yeah, okay. So I'm, as you said, I'm Analytics Director. I'm also one of the co-founders at Measure Lab. So we're a dedicated analytics consultancy. We're based in Lewes, which is just outside Brighton. So yeah, we specialize in Google Analytics and Google Tag Manager. So we work with clients to help them get these tools implemented on their websites, make sure they're doing the best job possible to understand their marketing campaigns, how their customers are using their websites, and basically just so that they can have a very good handle on their marketing analytics data.
Fantastic. Well, let's start off then, because there have been one or two just new things coming in on the Google Analytics suite. Let's start off by just talking about the Google Analytics 360 suite, which I think is one of the new bits, isn't it?
It is. So it's kind of the, I was going to say fancy, it's probably not that fancy a name really, but it's the name of a new suite of products. So Google Analytics is still very much at the forefront. So the overall name is the Google Analytics 360 suite.
Yeah.
Google Analytics is just one of six products. And the idea being it's an integrated set of marketing analytics tools. So it's expanding on what has historically just been Google Analytics. And I think it's a nod from Google that they are, not that they were lagging behind as such, but some of the other enterprise players in the market, like Adobe, have been offering more and more tools rather than just the standalone analytics tool. And this is Google's rival to that. So it's saying, actually, it's not just about Google Analytics, but actually there's a whole suite of products that can help businesses better understand their audiences and improve their marketing and improve the performance of their online activity.
And I'm just trying to remember, actually, when did this come in? Because we're now in October, aren't we? Has this been in for a couple of months?
It's still relatively new. So they announced it in March of this year, so just over 6 months ago. Yeah. But as is usually the case with the Google products, they kind of announce it up front. It's in very limited beta to begin with, and then it starts to roll out gradually. So they try and build up a bit of traction, and then it gets rolled out gradually. So some of these products are available already. Some are only available to certain businesses, and some are still being rolled out. So it's a kind of gradual rollout, really.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of Google's normal sort of
standard, really.
Constant beta.
Exactly.
approach. okay, so it's been around since March. Is this free, or does it cost? Are there free versions? How does it all work?
Yeah, that's a good question. So most people who have used Google Analytics for a while know that for a long time, everything was completely free with Google Analytics. And then a few years ago, it's probably about the same amount of time since I've been on the podcast, probably about 4 years ago, they introduced an enterprise version of Google Analytics, which was called Google Analytics Premium. That's now been renamed to Analytics 360 as part of this new suite of products.
Yeah.
So that's a paid product, and it offers some enterprise level features. So for still for the absolute vast majority of businesses, they can use the standard version of Google Analytics and get a huge amount of value from it before they'd ever need to consider moving to the enterprise level. With some of the other products within the 360 suite. So I mentioned the six products. So there's Analytics 360, which is the premium version of Google Analytics, and that's a paid for product, but you've still got the option of the free version, which most businesses are still using. You've got Tag Manager 360, which is an enterprise version of Google Tag Manager, which is another, so Google Tag Manager is another free product that Google offer. Which is a tool for managing marketing and advertising tags and analytics tags on your website. So again, there's a free version, and then there's the enterprise version, which kind of sits alongside the Analytics 360 product. And then there's another existing product, which they've renamed, which was, it gets a little bit confusing. There's another product that was called Adometry, and it's something that, it was an existing product that Google bought. And they've renamed that Attribution 360. And that's another enterprise level solution. There's no free version of that because it's for very sophisticated businesses, and there's a lot of technology behind it. So that's an enterprise level tool only. And then the brand new tools are Optimize 360, Data Studio 360, and Audience Center 360. Not that easy to remember all these names, but these three new products, the idea at the beginning and what people were a bit worried about was that the kind of initial marketing that came out from Google suggested that they were going to be paid for tools only. And they've actually changed track on that, which is good, on two of them anyway. So Optimize 360 is for running A-B tests, multivariate testing on websites. And they've just announced that there's going to be a free version of that, which is due to be rolled out this month, so in October. Which is great news. So I think it's going to make this kind of take up of it a lot better, because obviously if it's paid for only, it's going to scare a lot of businesses off. Whereas this way, they're going to be able to try it out. And if they're hitting the limitations of the free version, then maybe there's going to be a justification to go for the paid version. And similarly with one of the other new products, which is Data Studio 360, which is a data visualization tool. So it's something that lets you kind of easily build nice visual reports, and you can pull in data from lots of different places, not just Google Analytics, but other sources as well. And again, they've got a free version of that, which is available now as well. So there are some limitations with that again. But for most businesses, just to get up and running and get a feel for what it can do, the free version is great. So it's something that you can start playing around with now. Sign up for an account and try it out with the free version.
There's quite a variety there, isn't there? Some free, some paid. I was just wondering, I mean, you've alluded already who it's sort of aimed at, but generally, I mean, who was this sort of update aimed at, would you say?
They're kind of splitting it in two now, I think. So they're kind of trying to, and I guess it makes sense for Google, because they're trying to appeal to, it's all about scale for them. So it seems like they're very clearly splitting in two now. And they've got they're putting a big push behind the enterprise level. So this is really probably for the very large businesses who are spending a lot of money on advertising online and really need to know that they've got, you know, enterprise level solutions that are backed by SLAs and all that kind of stuff, and that Google can handle the amount of data that they're going to be collecting. But then separately, they don't want to exclude anybody. And they've kind of built Google Analytics off the back of being able to offer it for free. So, there's some of the biggest businesses in the world use Google Analytics, but some tiny businesses or some tiny personal websites use Google Analytics as well. And it's one of the benefits. So I think they don't want to exclude anybody. So for that reason, at least with a couple of the products, they have decided to have these free versions. So I think generally speaking, it's aimed at marketing people and business owners, and the real idea of this new kind of suite is to say, actually, what we want to try and do is join up all the dots and help you not just understand how your website's working, but how your marketing campaigns are working, find similar audiences on other websites in other areas, and overall try and improve the experience of customers online.
I'm just wondering what sort of impact this new suite is going to have. I mean, do you think it'll be a game changer for marketing analytics?
I think it's a little early. In my honest opinion, it's probably a little early to tell. I think it probably will be. I think, like with anything that Google release, even if not all aspects of it end up sticking around. So, like you mentioned earlier, you said, you know, everything's always kind of in beta. And I think that's one of the big advantages they have, obviously, is they're big enough that they can roll out new products. And if they don't work, they can either adapt them or they can even, you know, bin them and move on. And learn something from it along the way. So I think it will be. I think it's a big move against some of the other enterprise kind of providers or you know, technology companies, the likes of Adobe, who have been doing this for some time. And by this, I mean having a suite of products rather than just one. So I do think it'll be a game changer. But I think the fact is, it is still very early days for this. Some of them aren't even publicly available yet, these new products. So time will tell exactly which ones get picked up and which ones don't. But I think it's got the potential to be a game changer for sure.
So there's a few products in the suite then. Which one looks the most interesting and promising to you, Dara?
There's probably, for me personally, there's probably two. So I spend a lot of my time building reports for clients. So trying to take the pain away from them in terms of, you know, avoiding having to copy and paste lots of data out of Google Analytics and various other places into Excel or some other kind of reporting tool. So the Data Studio product, which is the data visualization one, looks really promising to me because it's going to provide a much quicker way of creating really nice reports, but not just visually nice, but actually quite powerful as well, because you're going to be able to pull in data from various different sources. But the other one that looks really promising to me is one I haven't actually had a chance to get under the bonnet of, which is Audience Center 360. And this is one which isn't publicly available yet, but it looks really promising. It's basically a data management platform, and it's going to allow you to build audience segments and find kind of similar audiences. So it's really going to provide a powerful way for business owners, marketing managers, brand owners, whatever, to reach more targeted audiences and improve their campaigns. So it's one I probably know the least about, and maybe that's why I think it looks the most promising. It's like forbidden fruit at the moment. So that's the one I want to get my hands on and have a play around with.
Do you have any inkling? I know you've only got limited information, but do you have any inkling on how it's supposed to work or sort of how it's used?
I don't have a huge amount. So the idea is it's going to plug into both other Google products, so things like DoubleClick on the advertising side. But this is probably what's got me excited about it is it's going to be opened up to third parties as well, which is not something Google have historically been that keen on doing. So the idea being you're going to be able to find audiences across different advertising networks, different websites, different devices. I think that's what looks powerful about it. It's going to allow marketers to identify high converting audiences and then find more of those kinds of people, which is really what everybody wants. If you can find those people who are going to convert and then find more people like them, that's kind of the holy grail, really.
Have they indicated when it might be available, or is it just a typical Google sort of when it's available?
Well, I think there's an element of that for sure. I think it's being tested by a very small number of businesses already. I think it's going to be publicly available either by the end of the year or I guess early next year maybe. But that's always subject to change, as you know. Again, these things can sometimes get delayed.
So looking at your crystal ball then, Dara, what might we expect in the future of Google Analytics 363? Get my 360 suite. Try saying that fast. What do you predict in the future?
For me, there's probably a couple of things that kind of stood out for me ever since they announced this back in March, and it's still in the forefront of my mind now. So one of them is one of the kind of taglines that Google are using in talking about the new suite of products is an enterprise class solution for a multi-screen world. And it's the multi-screen world bit that stands out for me, because one of the problems in analytics, not just with Google, but in analytics in general at the moment, is the fact that people are using lots of different devices to connect to the internet. So, you know, even your average person now is probably using, at the very least, they might have a work computer, they might have a personal computer, and then they're going to have at least one mobile phone as well, and maybe a tablet. So the problem with that is, within an analytics tool, you can potentially show up as lots of different people.
Yeah, at least four different people, yeah.
Exactly. So you're going to show up as four different people with four different user journeys. Everything's going to be duplicated and skewed. So I think that's a problem that they're going to have to tackle, and they're going to have to improve their ability to track people across different devices. And like I said, it's an industry-wide issue rather than just a Google issue. But I think if they really want to achieve this idea of having, you know, enterprise analytics for multi-screen worlds, then they're going to have to improve that. So I'm eagerly awaiting what they're going to do in that area and to see how they're going to try and tackle that problem and be better able to kind of tie people's journeys together across different devices. And then probably the other thing, looking at my crystal ball, and I'll probably get this wrong. It's the trouble with using an imaginary crystal ball is you're probably going to guess and get it wildly wrong. But my other expectation is that the 360 suite is going to become a lot more integrated. So again, a lot of the talk and a lot of the marketing from Google is suggesting that there's going to be really tight integration across all the different Google products and potentially other third-party products as well. And I think there's going to be probably a lot more integration. So it's going to be possible to plug different data sources in into all the different products, link them all up better together, and then probably more automation as well. I think guessing a little bit here, but I think Google's idea is to try and make people's lives easier. They don't want to just keep introducing new tools that you have to learn and then manually manage. So I think if they can start to automate more of the process, it's going to make people's lives easier and take a lot of the heavy lifting away, so people can focus more on the insight rather than just on poring over lots and lots of data and trying to make sense of it.
Well, Dara, thanks so much for coming on. It sounds quite intriguing and interesting, especially that new product that's coming up. It reminds me actually of the adverts you get on TV for the upcoming dramas for the autumn.
Yeah.
Upcoming Google Analytics for the autumn and next year. Fascinating stuff. Just remind our listeners how they can find out more about you and, you know, more about Measure Lab.
So Measure Lab, the best place to find out about us is on our website, which is measurelab.co.uk. For me personally, I have a Twitter handle and I'm terrible at using it, but I am at Dara Fitzgerald on Twitter. So if anybody wants to go and see how infrequently I write on Twitter, if they want to harass me, they can do that. But the best place to find out about us is www.measurelab.co.uk.
And that's Measure Lab singular, isn't it? Not plural.
Singular, yeah.
Measure Lab,
yeah, all words. And we've got a Twitter handle as well, which is at Measure Lab, so people can find out and follow us there as well.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. The show notes are in the usual place, sitevisibility.com/IMpodcast. We're on iTunes and Stitcher, and we like reviews. So if you fancy giving us a review, that would be fab. If you want to connect with me personally, I'm Dr. Pod, DocTorPod on Twitter and LinkedIn. And we're looking to answer some more questions from our audience in future episodes. So if you want to post a question or a comment, two ways of doing that. The email is podcast@sitevisibility.com and the magic telephone number where you can leave a voice message, +44 1273 256 150. Well, that's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Dara.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.